the sunshine, Jill is the coffee, and Josh is the inspirational quote you got from that app you installed and forgot about, but you're happy is still there. The Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill. On Kiss 92.
Happy midweek. Carol, Josh, and Jill here to take you over the midweek hump. We got a fantastic show lined up for you today. A very special guest headed into the studio.
We've got Hallie Ong, who is the founder of Portna. If you're looking for a pet, dog, cat, terrapin even, wait for it. 8 o'clock, she'll be in to tell us more on how to use Portna to find a perfect match.
Ooh, nice. So it's like Tinder for dogs.
Kind of.
Humans.
And in this hour, we're giving away a limited edition reversible bedding set from Frizzo and Maison Q worth $168 when we speak to our Young Kiss fam.
And in just a few moments, a thought to help you start your day right. Hang tight for now, though. Five for fighting on Kiss. Good morning.
It's the Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.
Shawn Mendes and Stitches here in Kiss 92. All the great songs in one place. Good morning. You're waking up with Carol, Josh, and Jill on the brand new Morning Show brought to you by Caro. Time to start your day right.
Yes.
Now, have you ever tried waking up and hugging someone or something you love?
Yes. I hug my dogs. It feels nice.
Okay, that's great. Nice warm body against you in the morning, Josh?
No one is in my life.
Like,
so
your
hug
mom,
my bolster.
Your dad,
no,
a
I live
sibling.
Alone.
Aww. Yeah. Okay, your bolster.
Yeah, I hug my bolster.
Well, I want to recommend starting your day by hugging someone or something that you love very much, because the benefits of hugging are massive. You know, it's shown to reduce stress. It's shown to protect you against illness, boost your heart health, make you happier, reduce your fears.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got a loved one, I think sometimes in the morning, especially if you've married, you're married, you got your partner next to you, it's very easy to wake up and rush into your routine for the day, and you just kind of like, you know, you forget that they're there sometimes. And so, you know, why not take some time, pause, hug that special someone? It's a good way to, you know, boost your system in the morning. And if you're, you know, if you don't have a special someone sharing your bed, your dog or your pet, like Joe says, also makes a difference. Something warm that you love, just to give you those feelings of love in the morning. And of course, failing which, Josh, you got bolster, right?
Yes.
Give that a go this morning. Time now is 6:15.
Start your day right. Baby, it's the Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.
Maroon 5 and Memories here in Kiss 92. It's all the great songs in one place. Good morning, Carol, Josh, and Jill, your company this midweek Wednesday. Time for In Other News, where we look at important bits of news other than the headlines. But first, some very important ones on the front page. Did you know that there is actually a heat wave in Britain right now?
Oh, really?
Yeah, they are recording, you know, record high temperatures of 40 degrees Celsius. 40 degrees?
Ah.
Yeah, in the UK. In fact, there are some fires that are breaking out because of the heat in London.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's terrible. So if you are very tempted to complain about how hot it is here in Singapore, do spare a thought for our friends over in the UK. Okay, 40 degrees. That is no joke indeed. Also in other news, do you remember I told you a couple of days ago about a girl who was fined about $2,500 for a half-eaten Subway sandwich?
Yeah.
Yeah, she forgot that it was in her bag.
Yeah, well, she knew it, but she didn't know that she had to declare the ingredients, chicken and lettuce.
Okay.
So these are biohazards in Australia, potentially, if you don't declare it. However, some good news, she actually received a Subway gift card worth $2,500.
Whoa, good on Subway, man.
Yeah, she did kind of promote Subway for this whole story.
Yeah, so it's unclear who has paid her dues, like which Subway Australia or Subway Singapore, but they are trying to compensate her for her troubles, and so they've sent her a merch box comprising various products like a gift card and other goodies worth the fine she was charged.
That's nice of them.
Yeah, so all's well that ends well. It's Kiss 92. Good morning.
You deserve a good day. You deserve the Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.
Pitbull featuring Kesha and Timba here in Kiss 92. It's all the great songs in one place. Happy Wednesday. How are you doing? You're waking up with Carol, Josh, and Jill on the brand new Morning Show brought to you by Caro. And today, time to talk to our Young Kiss fam and find out,
what are you good at? What are you the best at? What are you better than everyone at and proud of? Because I want to know.
Ooh, Josh.
I can write, I think.
Mm.
Yeah, like, so a lot of my friends would come to me at the start, like copywriting for a business, bio, all that kind of stuff, you know? And then as social media became more popular, I started writing people's captions.
No,
coming
really?
Out with like new hashtags and stuff. And then my new thing is I help people touch up their face.
That's very important,
like,
in this day and age.
The wasting and all.
It's quite the life skill.
Yeah, that's me now.
Jill.
I think I am undoubtedly the best at ignoring people.
Mm,
I learned this from my mom at a very young age because, you know, my siblings, right? My sister and I.
Yeah,
I get
yeah.
very angry and I get very emotional. Then my mom's like, just learn to ignore. Just learn to ignore.
No.
Oh, I can do that better than anyone
else. Lucky, because I thought your mom was ignoring you.
Oh, that too. That's what, you know, from practice, I've gotten that, yes.
Oh, no. So we can turn anything into a life skill, into a fantastic skill, actually. So Kiss Fam, get in touch with us today. Tell us about the one thing you can do better than anyone else. I still think I'm really good at flaring my nostrils because no one else did this very fast in primary school except me. Until today, I think if I go fast enough, I can fly.
Whatever it is that you are proud of, we want to hear it. 8855-0920, and you could be walking away with reversible bed sheets from Frizzo and Maison Q with $168. Frizzo wants to promote good gut health in young children, so find out more at frizzo.com.sg.
Here's music from Craig David. It's Walking Away on Kiss. Good morning.
Carol just got married. Jill is a new mom. And Josh says he's forever alone. Not anymore. The Morning Show, 6 to 10 a.m. every weekday on Kiss 92.
American Authors and Best Day of My Life here in Kiss 92. Good morning and happy midweek. You're hanging out with Carol, Josh and Jill. Hey, we're talking to our young Kiss fan this morning, asking them the question.
What are you the best at? What are you the best among everyone at? I want to know what you're proud of, okay? So we've got Samuel who has texted in. I think I am the best at making people laugh. I make all my friends laugh in class and all the teachers tell me that I'm the biggest clown.
Love it. Ooh, that sounds like me when I was in school.
Really?
I was always telling jokes. I loved it.
They're very important. They make the classroom air just feel a lot lighter, you know? So justice for the jesters. Right now, Chris says, I'm good at math. So my friends keep copying my homework.
Oh no.
It's not fair. I did not ask for these superpowers.
We want to be your friend as well, though.
Oh my goodness. I would do the same. I would copy from him.
Here's Hannah.
Hi, Kiss 92. My name is Hannah and I'm 10 years old. And I think I'm good at gymnastics because in my entire class, I'm better than anyone.
All right. Wow. I like that confidence, Hannah.
That is so cool. Gymnastics. Because we grew up with like Power Rangers, right?
Yeah.
They were always flipping, somersaulting.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to do that.
Such a flexible young woman. So Hannah, for getting in touch with us this morning.
We are giving you the Frizzo and Maison Q reversible bed sheets worth $168. And they're all about promoting good gut health in children and how it's directly correlated to sleep. So get a good look at your poo this morning.
Congratulations, Hannah.
Rise and shine!
Start your day right.
Just right.
It's the Morning Show.
Earlier in the morning.
With Carol, Josh and Jill on Kiss 92.
Good morning and happy midweek. How are you doing? Thanks so much for having us on. Hey, coming your way this hour, do you have a special someone on your mind? You want to send them a shout out? You got a special something to say? Get in touch via WhatsApp 8855-0920 and seal it with a kiss.
And every morning we do a powwow, right? We tell you one fact and one piece of fiction and you have to figure out which one's correct, right? Well, today, because we're approaching NDP, we're going to do a local celebrity edition.
I love it.
Who was your favorite local star growing up?
I love Eileen Tan. I think she's such a wonderful person.
Okay. I like Wendy Jacobs. She's a princess. I really thought that's what a princess looked like when I was younger.
Supermodel. I was obsessed with Jesslyn Tay.
Really?
We shared the same birthday and I thought that was like, oh, the stars have aligned.
All right, find out more in just a bit. For now though, here comes Destiny's Child and Lose My Breath. You're on Kiss. Good morning.
A new voice, a new look, a new morning. Join Carol, Josh and Jill on The Morning Show, 6 to 10 a.m. every weekday on Kiss 92.
Kiss 92, all the great songs in one place. It's Lizzo and Juice. And yes, could she be the one that Chris Evans is looking for?
Yeah, she is a fan of Chris Evans and he says he's serious about finding a partner.
Mm-hmm. And they've been going back and forth on Twitter for quite a while now.
Let's make it happen.
I think the fans are rooting for her, actually. Good morning, how are you doing? You're waking up with Carol, Josh and Jill. So here's an interesting study that is pretty shocking, actually. A lot of the times when you're walking on the street and you see someone with their handphone, they're not paying attention to where they're going. Does that annoy you?
You passively, aggressively walk very close to them and nudge them in the shoulder.
Oh,
yes.
That's you?
Yes.
Troublemaker?
Purposely bump into them,
of course.
Right? Well, here's something interesting. Now, a group of researchers actually found that for some people, right, walking while using a smartphone actually boosts and changes their brain activity.
Yes, and, finally.
Yeah, and this allows them to multitask better. And they hope it could be a marker for super agers whose brains still function well in old age. So they might be blur while they're walking, but they're going to age very, very very well.
So they'll irritate you now, but give them 20 years. When they're 70, they'll be nice and useful.
I'm so happy you say this because my dad, the amount of times, the moment he bought me my first pair of headphones, he regretted it. Because I'm always using my phone, looking down, changing songs, walking across the street without looking left and right. So he's always scolding me for it. Mm-hmm. And then all these articles saying, oh, it's very bad. You're an agent of chaos.
Yeah.
I disagree. Wow. I disagree. I feel like I meditate when I look at my phone. I'm learning about the world on my phone. I'm connecting with other humans on my phone.
Jokes aside, though, I have seen this happen where, you know, you're walking down the MRT steps and a guy is using his phone playing a game and he sprains his ankle.
Oh.
Like right next to me. He's just using his phone. Boom. And he falls. And he sprains his ankle. He can't get up.
And he still continues the game.
Okay, that's dedication. Probably playing ML.
Exactly.
Okay, he might be blurred now, but you know what? He's going to be smart later on.
In time. Give him time.
Good morning. Time now is 7:10.
It's the morning show with Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.
Atomic Kitten and Hole Again here in Kiss 92. All the great songs in one place. Happy Wednesday. You're with Carol, Josh, and Jill. Time for a powwow. A fun fact that will pack a punch. And we've got the special entertainment edition today.
With an extra twist. Mm. It's going to be a local entertainment edition.
Ooh.
All right. So here are two statements. One is correct. One is wrong. Zoe Tay's big break in showbiz was through winning a Her World Singapore cover beauty contest in 1988.
Yes.
Yeah. Sounds good. Sounds good.
Because I was around at the time.
All right. Now the second one. Listen carefully. Radio DJ Charmaine Yi is also known as Cayenne Yi.
Cayenne
Yi.
I used to do a show with Charmaine. I don't know.
No?
I don't know if that's really her Mandarin name.
Is this a take on her Mandarin name, her Chinese name?
Cayenne Yi.
Because her Chinese name is kind of funny sounding or interesting sounding. Actually,
have a little think.
We'll be back with the answer next. For now, it's Gareth Fernandez here on KISS.
Start your day right. It's the morning show with Carol, Josh, and Jill on KISS 92.
That's local boy Gareth Fernandez here in KISS 92. It's all the great songs in one place. Good morning and happy Wednesday. You're hanging out with Carol, Josh, and Jill. Time for the powwow reveal.
Yes.
And earlier on, you gave us two statements.
This is a local entertainment edition.
Okay? Nice.
So a little fun fact for you. Zoe Tay's big break in show business was through winning a Her World Singapore cover beauty contest.
Ooh.
Back in 1988.
Yes.
Also, radio DJ Charmaine Yi is also known as Cayenne Yi.
I want to say A, but I think it's also B.
Yeah?
I don't know.
Which one's correct?
I feel that just looking at how beautiful Fan Wong is, I would give her a lot of things in life. But that doesn't mean she can act. So I wouldn't base her acting skills just on a picture. So I think it's B. I think Charmaine's name is Cayenne.
I never said anything about Fan Wong. I said Zoe Tay.
Oh.
Bum, bum, bum.
But interesting that you brought that up.
I'm going to go with A.
You're going to say A is correct?
Yeah.
That Zoe Tay won a beauty contest in 1988. That's why she's so famous?
Wait, you said beauty contest. Not just like she was featured as a model or something.
Cover of Her World Beauty Contest.
Oh, right. Yes, yes. Then A.
Well, Jill actually kind of got it there. It's not A. It's Fan Wong who had that legacy.
Oh, you bluff me. Okay.
It's not Zoe Tay. And Charmaine Yi's Chinese name is
Jia Yan.
Yi Cayenne.
Cayenne.
Oh! There you go.
Right.
Now you know, Charmaine Yi.
You tricked me. I was like, something very familiar with both of those statements.
Tricky.
Yes, but you just changed the artist. Very sneaky, you.
You deserve a good day. You deserve the morning show with Carol, Josh, and Jill on KISS 92.
Mario Winans featuring Pete Diddy here in KISS 92. It's all the great songs in one place. Good morning. You're with Carol, Josh, and Jill. That was I Don't Want to Know, but here is something you definitely do want to know about.
Especially if you're planning to head over to your favorite spot at Changi Village Hawker Centre this week to eat.
Mm-hmm.
It is closing for 3 months.
What? When? Why?
For repairs, redecoration. We're going to talk about redecorating in a bit as well, yeah? So this is a very long period they're going to be closed for.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
August 15th.
Mm-hmm.
Till November 14th.
Where will we go for our favorite nasi lemak, our noodles?
Hopefully they have like franchise around Singapore.
I wonder what the compensation is like. They're going to be out of business for 3 months. How are they making money? How are they surviving?
I don't know what it's going to be like for the hawkers, but I hear a lot of netizens now already complaining.
Yeah.
saying that what if my favorite food is going to be twice the price when they get their facelift? Because that's what usually happens. They'll install aircon, everything's really clean, and then next moment...
Hey, Doan la. I like the kampong feel of the Changi Village Hawker Centre. Yeah. I don't want it to be... maybe clean the toilets a bit. Oh, yeah. But aside from that, keep it grungy, man. It's like the old school feel.
I'm just wondering where all the cyclists will go, because that is a favourite endpoint for cyclists. You know, they cycle all the way to Changi Village. They stop, they have their breakfast, they refuel. More importantly, they need their calories so that they can ride all the way back.
So I would suggest heading over to Changi Village Hawker Centre from now till August 15th. Before they close, chat with your favourite hawkers. Get to know what their situation is like. Tip them a little bit more. Eat as much as you can. They'll be open during NDP period.
Okay, but where are they going? Are they going to have pop-up or not?
That's why you go there. You find out where they're going to be.
Alright, so make sure to be in touch with your favourite hawker before they go. Meanwhile, here's Imagine Dragons. I'm Kiss. Good morning.
Carol just got married. Jill is a new mom. And Josh says he's forever alone. Not anymore. The Morning Show, 6 to 10 a.m. every weekday on Kiss 92.
Good morning, you're in Kiss 92. All the great songs in one place. Hanging out with Carol, Josh and Jill. Time for...
Seal it with a...
And this morning, we are chatting with Rosli. Hello.
Hi, morning.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm okay.
Okay. Doesn't sound like you're okay, though. I heard something happened to you.
I had a surgery on my both knees.
Both knees? What happened?
Yeah, just the meniscus and the cartilage tore, so they sewed up.
Yeah, you know, Rosli, I totally relate. On my left knee, my ACL is gone, my cartilage is gone, my meniscus is torn as well. So both knees, I feel for you.
Yeah.
All right, Rosli, how can we cheer you up today?
Well, actually, I want to give a big shout out to a good friend of mine because he gave me a good birthday present and it is worth a lot. It was a surprise. He gave me a Liverpool ticket, which was about 200 plus. Then on top of that, he told me he cannot make it back to Singapore because of work. So he gave me his ticket as well.
That's incredible. Wow. So you get to bring someone with you as well?
Yeah.
Well, I would love for you to give a message to your friend. If they were listening right now, what would you say to them?
What's their name?
His name is Jimmy. Jimmy, thank you very much. Like, together, we will never walk alone.
Oh, beautiful. So beautiful. Rosli, you sound quite emotional just thinking about what Jimmy has done for you. Okay, it's great to have a friend like that, right? Someone looking out for you and someone who knows the things that you love. And so, is there a song that we can play for you to Jimmy?
Let's go for Charlie Puth, Switch.
Ah, I like Switch.
And Rosli, once you're feeling better and you're up and about and you're feeling good, you can take Jimmy to Ha Ha Hot Pot because it's worth 5 packs, $100 worth. This is Singapore's leading Muslim hot pot.
Wow, okay.
You take care, Rosli. Enjoy your song this morning.
Thank you very much, guys.
Ready? Yeah, yeah. What goes great with your morning cuppa?
Good morning, everyone.
The Morning Show. Hello. With Carol, Josh and Jill. Kiss 92. What's up?
Happy Wednesday. Carol, Josh and Jill here to take you over the midweek hump. And coming away this hour, a very special guest.
Hallie Ong. She's 28 years old and she's come up with a beautiful invention to find the perfect match for human and animal.
Nice.
Hotner is the app. We'll talk more about it when she's here.
Also, we want to know from you, who decides the decor of the house? That's going to be our morning takeaway for today.
All right, stick around for now, though. The newly married J-Lo, or should we say J-Loaf?
J-Fleck.
It's J-Loaf. J-Lo and AF, so she's J-Loaf.
Okay.
It's Let's Get Loud on Kiss.
A new voice, a new look, a new morning. Join Carol, Josh and Jill on The Morning Show, 6 to 10 a.m. every weekday on Kiss 92.
Kiss 92 is all the great songs in one place. Good morning and happy midweek. You're with Carol, Josh and Jill on The Brand New Morning Show brought to you by Caro. Joined in the studio by a very special guest this morning, Hallie Ong, the founder of Hotner. Welcome, Hallie.
Hi, everybody. Good morning.
Thanks for making it down. Now, you are the founder of this really cool app. It's like Tinder for people who are looking for pets.
Oh. Yeah.
How did you get to this creation?
Right. So it's basically I went through the adoptions process and I'm frustrated by the fragmented process and I feel like, oh, we can do better about it. Why don't we create an app to simplify the process? It started as a passion project and literally a pet project and turned out quite well. Yeah.
So what were you doing before? Like anything related to pets?
Not related at all. So I was in breast cancer field. Before breast cancer field, I was studying psychology. And I did psychology first, and then breast cancer research, and then moved on to medtech industry.
Right. Yeah. So this came out during the pandemic. You wanted a pet of your own. You were lonely and you thought, hey, I can do a better job than this.
Yeah, yeah. We are currently 1 year old, so very new. And yeah, everything is still at the start.
Right, this is in the app store right now. It's called Partner, Partner. It's literally Tinder matching people who are looking for a dog or a cat. I'm looking at the interface right now. We can even choose the gender of the pet, the age of the pet, the vaccines, the deworming and all that. I have to know, who is this Partner app for?
So it's for two user group. One is for the adopters who are looking for pets that's suitable for them, but they don't want to go through a screening through Facebook app or Instagram. They can go through the platforms to find their suitable match from there. The other group is for the shelter. So for the shelters, we create an interface for them to standardize the process, ranging from the adopter profile screening, as well as meeting up, as well as adoptions fee. So everything in one platform, basically.
Okay.
That is a very practical app indeed. I can't imagine how you dream this all up. It's fantastic. Now, Haley, we're going to take a little break. We'll come back and chat with you in just a little bit. Hang tight. Time now is 8:14.
Start your day right. It's the morning show with Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.
Kiss 92, good morning. You're hanging out with Carol, Josh, and Jill. And today we are hanging out with a very special guest, Haley Ong, the founder of Partner, which is a matchmaking app for humans and animals. Haley, what a wonderful invention indeed. Now, actually, what were some of the struggles that you faced in the midst of trying to adopt a pet?
Right, so I wanted to adopt a pet around 2 years ago, and I go to multiple platforms like Shelters Group and also Facebook, Instagram, and the process I've been through is very repetitive and non-transparent in a way that they will ask me standard questions like where am I from and my house type, and then they were just like, let's just meet up. But the process is not streamlined in a sense that I have waited so many months but still couldn't find my right match. So I just thinking maybe this repetitive process can be better streamlined in one place.
Mm. Well, it definitely is streamlined. Looking at it, it really does feel like it's Tinder for dogs and cats and for people to find, you know, their Partner, literally, right? But because it's so streamlined, I'm guessing also because Tinder is supposed to be two-way, right? How do you decide as well if these lovely children are going to the right parents?
Yeah. So actually, we are program providers, so the ultimate decisions maker still lies on the shelter. Shelter still need to go through a meeting up with you, letting you meet the animals to make sure the chemistry is there, the conditions is right, and then you can do the adoption successfully.
Okay.
I love that. So do we have any successful love stories, matches?
Yeah, we do. So to share one story that's quite unique, because I went down personally tagging along the adoptions process as well. So the person is looking for the second cat, and they want to make sure that the second cat get along with the first cat. So they find the matches through our app, and they scheduled the home trial for around 2 weeks, and everything was good, and they decided to partner up.
Partner up! Absolutely beautiful.
Haley, how many downloads of the app have you seen so far?
So we are 1 year old. We are currently available in Singapore and Malaysia. Malaysia is only a few shelter group, and we are expanding on the moment. Right now, we see 2,700 downloads.
Wow, yeah, that's amazing for 1 year.
Any plans to expand beyond Asia?
Definitely. Ooh. So we would like to bring these solutions to Southeast Asia groups, maybe potentially next year in Australia.
Beautiful. So before you hit up Tinder, hit up Partner. Who knows? You might find your soulmate there instead. Thank you so much, Haley, for joining us today. All the best with Partner. And you can download it on the App Store and the Google Play Store as well. Partner is spelled PAWTNER. Thanks, Haley.
Thanks, everyone.
It's the morning show with Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.
Kiss 92, good morning. You hang out with Carol, Josh, and Jill. Just heard from Nico and Vince with Am I Wrong? And yes, do you sometimes get it wrong when it comes to the decor of your house? It's time for the morning takeaway.
Who decides the decor, the layout, the style of the home that you live in? Is it the husband, the wife, or in my case, like a roommate, housemate? That can be tricky.
Yes, it is. Because, you know, with a husband and wife situation, I think a lot of guys believe in happy wife, happy life.
Just let her decide.
But when you are with a flatmate, it's a little
little bit more sensitive, right? You don't want to offend the other person.
Exactly. Well, thankfully, my roommate and I were really good friends over 10 years since army days. Okay, wow. We've gone through everything together. So it's our first time moving out of our family's home.
Okay.
We were figuring out the nuts and bolts of what to do first. So we didn't even think about the style of the house. I took it upon myself. You know, I was like, you know, poor thing, let me decide. You know, so, and I'm in like a very minimalist zen state of my life right now. And so I said, okay, everything will be white and cream colored,
which is nice, very neutral.
And then you design your room lah.
This is the keyword right now, because I was there throughout the process. Yeah. I've known Josh for a long time. 98% of the house is Josh.
Yes.
Ooh.
2% is the roommate, and that's only in his room. Whatever he likes has to be contained within his room.
Yeah.
And yes, right now you're minimalist, but I've seen the house recently.
Oh, yeah.
It's now eclectic, because now the trend has changed again. Yes. Joshua Simon.
That's also me. I'm Gemini. What to do?
Okay, so what is it now?
It's a mixture. Mm-hmm. It's an emulsion, a combination, a collaboration with myself.
Mess. So we were talking about like movie posters.
Yes.
Are those in your room or like in the living space, in the living room?
In front of everyone the moment they walk in.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
right.
Yes, yes. But okay. They're great films that I love.
Okay.
That you love. Yeah. Oh my
Not
goodness.
Not so much your flatmate. So that's the thing, right? Hey, Kiss Fam, we want to hear from you this morning. Who decides on the decor of your house? Okay, it could be with a flatmate. It could be a husband, wife, partner situation, mom, dad. Love to hear from you. 8855-0920 on WhatsApp. And for getting in touch, you stand to win a beautiful prize.
A $100 voucher from Cali, who are celebrating the 10th anniversary with a no inflation menu.
Oh, right. Wait. What is this? We just got a voice message from Ewan.
Oh no.
Your husband. We're going to find out very soon what the house situation is really like with Carol.
Hopefully good things.
You deserve a good day. You deserve the morning show with Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.
Good morning, you're in Kiss 92. It's all the great songs in one place. Hang out with Carol, Josh, and Jill. We are in the midst of our morning takeaway.
Who decides the decor of the house?
So Kim has messaged in. Kimberly says, whoever uses the room the most. For example, I'm very OCD and I planned my kitchen specifically with the food preparation flow in mind. So I take over that. That is my domain.
So if I'm in the TV area all the time, then I decide, right, how the couch is supposed
to look.
Actually,
that is really practical, because as a baker and you're a serious chef, right, you definitely want things in order.
I want my Batman bed.
Wait, what?
Okay, what's wrong with a Batman bed or a car bed?
Oh, whatever floats your boat at 32. Yeah. Here's what Shazza has to say.
We compromise, lah. Like, yes. We would like to have that mid-century kind of modern look.
Oh.
But because I'm an only child, so I usually get my way.
Say it loud, say it proud, you get your way.
So maybe I, you know, just like drop little things of myself all around the house, so it makes it look like, you know, both of us are staying in the same house, but there's more of myself there.
Ooh. Oh, so you're Joshua Simon. That's exactly what he's doing.
Thanks. Very, very sneaky. Just a little bit of her stuff. She just peppers it around the room.
Well, Shazza, we love your answer. So you are getting the $100 voucher to Cali. Enjoy that.
Well, the next clip that we have right here is from Ewan.
Oh, no.
Actually, Carol's husband. We're going to find out the truth, expose her, of what her house is really like with Ewan.
Well, as far as the decoration in the house goes, as long as my boss is happy, I'm happy. And it's great. It's fantastic. I love it. And I wouldn't have chosen anything else.
Aww.
I like it. He's like, I'm an employee. I'm fine.
I told you, right. Happy wife, happy life.
There you go.
But also all his stuff very hostile looking. It's Kiss 92.
Carol's the sunshine. Jill is the coffee. And Josh... Josh is the inspirational quote you got from that app you installed and forgot about, but your happy is still there. The Morning Show with Carol, Josh, and Jill on Kiss 92.
Good morning and happy midweek. Oh boy, big prize to be given away this hour from Hey Stranger, that pre-wedding photography session worth over $1,000. If you've been sending us your love stories, hang tight, we might be calling you back.
Also, we did some investigation. The thunderstorms, the heat waves in the West are all because of Kylie Jenner.
What? Oh yes.
What
yes.
is going on there?
Yep. We'll tell you more coming up when we pop off.
For now though, it's Gwen Stefani and Rich Girl on Kiss.
Carol just got married. Jill is a new mom. And Josh says he's forever alone. Not anymore. The Morning Show, 6 to 10 a.m. every weekday on Kiss 92.
Why don't we and slow down here in Kiss 92, all the great songs in one place. Always a good thing to slow down, except when it's for a traffic accident, there's a broken up vehicle and then people slow down.
Don't just do drive on past. Unless you're a doctor who can help, drive on past.
Exactly. Good morning. How are you doing? You're waking up with Carol, Josh and Jill. Time for Pop Off.
The biggest entertainment news in pop culture today. Everyone is talking about Kylie Jenner's travel situation right now.
Oh my goodness.
Especially how we started the show, you know, sharing how like in Europe, fires are going on, you know, temperatures are rising. So everyone is really concerned right now for climate.
Yes.
Right? And then we find out
Kylie Jenner needed to take a 40-minute drive from one place to another place. She thought, 40 minutes, that's too long. I'm going to take my jet.
Oh, no.
So she took a private jet, a plane that uses tons and tons of fuel just for a 3-minute air flight.
Oh my goodness.
I don't know how this works. Because like in my mind, taking the plane is going to be a longer process. Because I've only flown commercial.
Yeah.
Right? But I imagine you still would have to take out your passport.
No, you don't. Domestics, no.
Yeah, internal flight, they don't do that.
Where do they land?
They have landing strips all over. I think
for
in the US.
A plane?
They've got lots of land. Yeah.
I think sometimes we forget that Singapore is small and the world is bigger out there.
Hey, 3 minutes, we could get from here to maybe Malacca. If this was Singapore. No, I'm kidding. Maybe from here to JB will be there in 3 minutes as well.
Also, yesterday we talked about J-Lo and Ben Affleck getting married. Very small wedding. I knew they were just bluffing us.
What do you mean?
Now, apparently they want to do a bigger one.
Oh, yeah. So I'm just reading about how they're now planning a multi-day wedding celebration for all their friends who weren't able to turn up at their very small Vegas wedding.
They're copying a lot of people because, okay, they got married on a whim in Las Vegas. Yeah. That's Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker. Been there, done that. Now they're having a multi-day wedding, which is what Paris Hilton did. Been there, done that.
No. I think what happened was they were actually okay with a small wedding, but then their friends messaged them, are you serious? Without us?
No banquet?
That's why.
Also, the chapel too small. Cannot fit everybody in. But I kind of like the idea of that. It's nice and intimate. It's something between the two of them. There's something special, their little secret.
Yeah.
And then once that's over with, now we can tell the world. So I totally get that. And hopefully it's going to be a nice fun one on Ben Affleck's 87-acre property
in
Georgia. Yes. And that's it for Pop Off here on Kiss.
A new voice, a new look, a new morning. Join Carol, Josh and Jill on The Morning Show, 6 to 10 a.m. every weekday on Kiss 92.
Good morning. You're in Kiss 92 with all the great songs in one place. Hang out with Carol, Josh and Jill this Wednesday. Just heard from DNCE and toothbrush. Yes, something that should not be shared.
Oh,
but
yes,
in my case, can be shared with the husband. Oh. Hey, earlier on in Pop Off, we're talking about how Kylie Jenner jumped on a jet for 3 minutes because she didn't want to take a 40-minute drive.
Yes.
And that sparked the question here in the studio.
We are not that different after all, huh?
Okay. Oh, well.
Because I think even though Singapore is so small and we've got fantastic trains and bus routes, we still end up grabbing, gojacking, riding, call a comfort.
I'm the worst. The worst at it.
Yeah.
So, okay, I just Googled it. It's a McDonald's near my house. The nearest McDonald's is 300 meters from my house. I still deliver.
Oh, no.
I think
that's okay, actually. Because
right,
when you're at home, you're in the midst of a movie, you're taking care of your baby, you've got stuff going on, like laundry, everything demanding your
attention. No, this was even before pre-baby. This is pre-baby.
Oh, right.
And then Googling the distance from my house to my parents' house, they live literally across a road from me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's not a small road. I guess it's an intersection.
Yeah.
It's a grand total of 1.2 kilometers from my house. I take a taxi.
Oh, no.
It's not even a cheap taxi. It's like a $10, $11 taxi.
What?
Yeah.
The important thing we got to remember is, hey, we're talking climate crisis. Mm. We're talking about, you know, carbon footprint. So because of that, I think let's go with the inconvenience.
Yes. Yeah.
Choose the inconvenient truth.
Okay, so Jill, you can cycle, right?
I can, but I don't have a bicycle. So you see that we need to work towards that.
Walk. Just take a walk.
It's Kiss 92.
Start your day right. It's The Morning Show with Carol, Josh and Jill on Kiss 92.
Kiss 92, it's all the great songs in one place. Good morning, you're with Carol, Josh and Jill. The brand new Morning Show brought to you by Caro. Time has come for us to give away a beautiful prize from Hey Stranger. It's a pre-wedding photography session worth $1,000. And for the past couple of weeks, our Kiss fans have been sending us their love stories, telling us how they met their partner. And today, we're calling back one lucky Kiss fan. Good morning, Gabriel.
Good morning.
Good morning. I want to know about your love with Vanessa. Tell us that love story.
Okay, so we met in JC, and she was actually my junior in school.
Ooh.
Yeah, so we were both from the choir. We started dating sometime in 2012, and it has been 10 years since.
Oh my gosh.
So this year, I decided to propose on the 20th of February, 2022.
Ooh.
So yeah, it's a good date because it's all the number two, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's supposed to represent like the union of the two of us.
That's absolutely stunning. It's like a teenage dream come true. Mm-hmm. I was in the choir as well, and I know she stood by you through some really tough times as well, yeah?
Yeah, so for a period of time, I was really sick and bedridden. We couldn't go out and do all the activities that we usually did.
Mm.
And she made the sacrifice to stay by me as I weathered the illness.
There you go. That's how you know she's the one.
Yes, Gabriel, right? It sounds like you found a keeper. Hey, thank you so much for sharing with us your love story. Now, you've got some wedding bells coming up and we want to help you out.
By the way, you've won, huh?
You've won the Hey Stranger photography session.
Thank you so much.
He doesn't know. He's like, huh, what's happening?
So what exactly is this? It's $1,000 worth of pre-wedding photography from Hey Stranger, and they specialize in creative pre-wedding photo shoots. Do you have anything in mind?
Yeah, we want to find a photographer that has the ability to capture all our raw emotions in the photos.
Wow.
So I suggest you all do this underwater.
Oh, I don't
Gabriel, thank you so much for staying tuned to Kiss 92. We do hope that this prize will go a long way in capturing some beautiful memories that will last well into the future. So once again, congratulations on your nuptials, your upcoming nuptials. We wish you a beautiful life ahead.
Thank you. Thank you, Kiss 92.
It's the morning show with Carol, Josh and Jill on Kiss 92.
It's Rune and Shiva is here in Kiss 92. All the great songs in one place, taking us close to 10 a.m. Almost time for us to bust a move. It's been Carol, Josh and Jill with you on the brand new morning show.
We're very hungry. We're going to get some food and I picked the worst time to go vegetarian.
Yeah, why?
KFC has just launched today the satay sauce with their fried chicken. But people are wondering, huh? Satay sauce with fried chicken, not grilled?
That's a nice spin on it.
Yeah,
I don't think I've tried anything like that.
Could it work?
You can never ruin fried chicken. It is impossible to ruin fried chicken.
Okay.
Even if you keep it in the fridge and it gets soggy, you pop it in the air fryer, it's perfect again.
Okay. I want to know though, is that ketupat? Is that cucumber?
Mm-mm. We got to check it out. We got to go and grill the KFC later on, okay?
And also, just a reminder, in Start Your Day Right, we had this thought. Start your day by hugging someone, okay? Someone you love. It could be a pet. It could be a parent. You know, it's always good to have those feel-good hormones flowing through your body to begin the day on a beautiful, loving note. And that brings us to the end of today's show. We'll chat to you tomorrow here on KISS. Mwah. Be well.
Carol just got married. Jill is a new mom. And Josh says he's forever alone. Not anymore. The Morning Show, 6 to 10 a.m. every weekday on KISS 92.